It is time for us to check sports. It's time for us to bring in Mike Causey. Morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm great.
Hey, how'd the picks do this weekend for you?
The Yankees lost.
I'm talking about the horse racing picks before we get to the Yankees.
Oh, I don't know.
Yankees, we already knew the Yankees lost last Friday. Let's go right first
of all. We've been in talk since Friday, so we have to talk.
Yeah, but we talked about them losing on Friday.
No, we didn't. They lost Friday night.
Maybe it's because we texted. I get confused at times. You know, this happens when you're 67, Mike. You get confused.
Mm-hmm. My one pick at Keeneland in the Queen Elizabeth, Micheline ran second. Hendy's Woods didn't do much. And I actually don't know who won the other one. I don't remember.
All right. Well, before we get to
Mr. Freeze won. I didn't have Mr. Freeze.
Okay, before we get to the National Forest League, let's look at Major League Baseball. Game number one of the American League Championship Series. A tight one, the Rays over the Astros, 2-1.
Yeah, I mean, a well-pitched, close game. Once again, home runs decide the game, just like it did the other Friday night with the Yankee game. There's no extended hitting. It's launch and lift and see you later. But two well pitched teams last night, and Tampa Bay wins. And Major League Baseball's got it all screwed up again. Tampa played Houston last night. They play again at 4:00 today, so they'll have two games in the bank before the Dodgers and the Braves even play.
So the Dodgers and the Braves don't start till tomorrow.
They don't start till 8:00 tonight.
Till 8:00 tonight. It's just. Well, anyways, it's the way things are handled nowadays. Just plain stupid. I think that takes away from the cycle for the Dodgers and stuff, because you know Tampa Bay gets to get right back into action, and so does Houston.
Yeah, I mean, and they should be playing before them.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no reason for them not to be.
Yeah, on the schedule, absolutely. There is no reason for that at all.
And again. Tomorrow they got to be determined but at what time they're playing, but as it's listed, they have the Tampa Bay-Houston game before the Dodger game, so you know that they're going to play first. It's not fair to the fans. It's not fair to the players.
Nope. And the National Football League, of course, besides having tonight's football game, is going to have a football game tomorrow night. Because it was postponed because of COVID-19.
Too bad they're not playing right now, like right here where I live.
I know.
It's nice and cold and windy. That's where they should be playing.
All right, let's go to our picks. How did we work out this weekend?
You had Seattle who won by a point. Cleveland won, and San Francisco lost to Miami. I had Kansas City lost. The Rams won, and San Francisco lost. So you beat me by one.
Okay, I went 2-1. All right, tonight's game is the Chargers versus New Orleans. I mean, the Los Angeles Chargers versus New Orleans.
Oh God, do I even have to pick?
Yeah, well, we'll go 3-2-1, and then we'll go from there. Okay.
All right. Oh, it don't matter. Go ahead.
3-2-1, New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm picking them too. Yeah. I hate to. So, but like I said, I want Drew Brees to lose every game. But what are you gonna do?
And I'll tell you what, without having training camps, Dak Prescott, what a compound right ankle. Somebody who has had foot surgery as a normal human being, it's just nothing, but he's got a compound right ankle fracture and dislocation. You just hate to see that. You just hate to see that happen to any athlete. All right.
And my buddy said it was Theismann, like it was at like a 90-degree angle.
Yeah, it was poking out of the skin. It was just horrible. It was just, like I said, I'm sitting here shuddering because I know what I've been through. Okay, mm-hmm. I just can't imagine. I just can't imagine. And on a day. Where what's his name came back and was put it in the game when remember that quarterback for Washington? He had that horrible
Robert Griffin.
Yeah, he had that horrible injury where it didn't look like he would come back. Never mind that he might have lost his life, and he popped in and played for the Redskins last night. So
you mean Alex Smith?
Yeah, Alex Smith. Yeah. As I'll say, these guys, the way they recuperate and play within a year, same thing with Major League Baseball players, It's amazing. It really is. But that was just a horrible injury, just horrible.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't see it, but I'm sure it is.
And it was a normal hit. You know, they try to protect the quarterbacks all that they can because the league is all about protecting now. And, there's, you know, when you've got big guys like that that can run fast and can move fast, you're going to have things like this happen. It's terrible.
I'll be nice. I'll cut off the first part of the word. It happens.
Yeah.
Things
yeah.
happen. You can't stop it from happening. You could sit in the house with the shutters closed and whatever. Things are going to happen to you.
And
in football, they're going to happen more often.
New York is 0-10 so far in the NFL season. 0-10.
That's nice. I went for lunch with a buddy of mine, and wherever you go on Sunday, they got football games on. And we were watching, you know, the screens as we were talking about stuff, and we saw the Giants were winning 17-3, and we said, it's just a matter of time until they blow it. And a ball hit the ground, guy from the Cowboys picked it up and ran it in, and next thing you know, the Giants were losing.
Yeah, I just take this season. I didn't watch the game.
I didn't watch it. I mean, it was on where we were. That was it.
This is, you know, and if Giant fans can't understand that this is a total rebuild situation, and this is only year number two, and your big running back isn't playing, if you don't realize that, then you need more help than being a Giant fan. That's all I'll say. But anyways, New York is 0-10 in the league this year. 0-10. And the NFC East is just, I mean, I think there's probably some college teams that can beat teams in the NFC East. It's just disgusting.
Possible. I don't know about this year, but last year's LSU team probably could have beat a few.
Yeah, absolutely. Any other sports you want to talk
about? The Yankees.
Okay.
Chapman blew it again.
Isn't it amazing that the last out, the last 2 years, the last thing that happened to the Yankees is a ball that by Chapman that was hit to the moon?
Chapman giving up a bomb.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they can put up the numbers of him throwing 174 miles an hour all they want. His fastball is straighter than a frozen clothesline, and people are going to hit it. And that's the end of that tune. Now the Yankees have some decisions to make. Their MVP candidate this year, Voit, he hit a whopping 111 in the postseason. 111. So there was a reason why the Cardinals got rid of him, and it was exposed in these championship games. And Judge, whose contract's coming up, he hit a nice big 135. The Yankees are going to have to make some decisions. One of them may be if Chapman, not Chapman, but Cashman stays, and the other one is signing Judge. If they sign Judge, I think they're out of their minds. The guy's hurt all the time, and he doesn't produce. He hits the home runs where everybody goes, but he don't hit them enough, and he doesn't get base hits enough, and he doesn't get on base enough. Is that the guy you want to give open the Brinks truck and give him another contract like you gave to Gerrit Cole? I say no, but again, you know, the Yankees think differently. So we'll see what happens, but that's going to be a major decision. Are they going to give Judge a contract or not?
All right. Did you see the post that I put up on my page?
No, I didn't.
All right. It was a picture of Mariano Rivera, okay? And I just simply put, take all those Yankees World Series championships, okay? And instead of saying the Fabulous Four, this and that, none of them would have happened without the most amazing relief pitcher to come along ever in the major leagues, which the Yankees were lucky enough to get without Mo. And the last two seasons just showed you exactly why. That man was the charm for the Yankees, and it's going to be awful hard to find that back when you don't have a closer like that anymore. Every game's in jeopardy if it's close. Every game.
And you know what was fitting justice about the whole thing? The guy that hit the home run was the guy that he tried to hit in the head with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
So there you go.
You know, who got the last laugh that time?
Absolutely. All right. Well, I guess that'll do it for us here at sports, right?
Yes, sir. Back to sleep. I'm off today. Christopher Columbus Day.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Costi with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.